The work of this church in the world is realized through the generous financial support of all who call this place home. Along with the gifts and time and talent, ours is a shared ministry. You have a role to play here. Church membership is open to all. For more information, go to uusf.org.
Good morning, First Unitarian Universalist Society of San Francisco. It is such an honor and a privilege to preach at this historic church, to preach at this historic pulpit. I graduated from Star King School for the Ministry in 2016, and I also interned at the Faithful Fools Street Ministry, which your church was instrumental in founding and developing. I remember how sacred our street retreats often felt here on the steps of your church. I remember what it was like to just sleep feet away from Star King himself. Reverend John Burens reminded me that next year will mark 200 years since Star King's birth. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart continue his legacy of liberation and love for all people. Black civil rights icon John Lewis called us to not get lost in a sea of despair. Be hopeful. Be optimistic. Our struggle is not the struggle of a day, a week, a month, or a year. Our struggle is the struggle of a lifetime. Never, ever be afraid to make some noise and get in good trouble, necessary trouble. John Lewis's call to get in good trouble reminds me of the best that we can be as Unitarian Universalists. As we struggle to bend the arc towards justice, as we strive to dismantle white supremacy in all its forms, as we forge transformative solidarity with all oppressed people yearning to be free. Being a Unitarian Universalist means being part of something bigger than oneself, with a long-term vision for a world and a faith that does not yet exist. Being a member of this society means doing the hard internal and external work to challenge oppression in all its forms within, among, and then reaching out beyond our society walls. As a liberal religious faith movement, we are committed to be shelters in this storm attacking the most vulnerable among us. We covenant to build the beloved community from the margins, to leave no one behind, and to be safe harbors in these tumultuous times. As our world is rocked by wave after wave, crisis after crisis, it helps to know there are sanctuaries of justice and vital safe space, especially for those of us on the margins. Those of us who are part of the LGBT community, those of us who are Black, Indigenous, people of color, those of us who are multi-religious, those of us who may have both Israeli and Palestinian loved ones. We in this church love and celebrate and hold the complexities of all the identities that you carry with you. I deeply love our radically inclusive, justice-centered, and spiritually alive Unitarian Universalist faith. When I came out of the closet at 17 years old, the Filipino Catholic faith of my youth was no longer able to serve me. I began searching for something more, something deeper to hold me and ground me from the core places of my being. I was searching for something that said, yes, I am worthy, I am loved, I am sacred. Something that said, yes, my queer Filipino-American identity is worthy, is loved, is sacred. I needed a universalist faith that believed I wasn't inherently broken or a sinner. I needed a faith whose love was wide enough to speak to the depth and breadth of all the spiritual traditions that I carry and that my ancestors carry with me. I yearned for a church whose theological diversity and pluralism knew no borders and was not bound by a single source of scripture or sacred text. I needed a faith to teach me how to make my own altars, how to pray my own prayers, how to sing songs with integrity. Unitarian Universalism saved me at a time in my life I needed saving. As a queer brown youth searching for community, for collective liberation, and for accountable solidarity, my life was never the same after finding this faith that I love so much. After 20 years of being a Unitarian Universalist, I have been transformed. And as you heard Mari say earlier, on October 1st, this past month, on the first day of Filipino American History Month and LGBTQ History Month, I was ordained at the First Unitarian Church of Oakland. Yes. I've dedicated my life to our movement, and I can't imagine it any other way. According to the American Civil Liberties Union, there are almost 500 anti-LGBTQ bills in the United States legislature right now. 500. Every day it feels like a new assault. The conservative Supreme Court has gutted sacred protections we've had for decades around reproductive freedom, affirmative action, and LGBTQ rights. Climate change, global war in Ukraine, the humanitarian crisis in Palestine, genocide in the Middle East. My heart is breaking open every day, and I could not imagine a better place to break my heart open than with our Unitarian Universalist communities, where I can gather and find my center, restore my balance, gain strength from our community of faith and love, and most importantly, remember that I am not alone in my grief. I am not alone in my sorrow. I am not alone in my quest for collective solidarity and liberation among all people. Recognizing the unity and diversity is one of our greatest strengths as UUs. We've done great work over the past 30 years around LGBTQ inclusivity. Across all the denominations, we have the highest percentages of LGBTQ ministers, LGBT acceptance rates, and a nationally recognized track record of organizing our communities for LGBTQ equality. While I am incredibly proud of all this progress, it hurts to say that we as a faith community are not in the same place when it comes to our racial justice work. Most of our churches do not reflect the diversity of the communities we seek to serve. Too often, racial and class privilege hold us back from our dreams of beloved community. To become the anti-racist, anti-oppressive, multicultural church we know we are called to be, we have some work to do, my friends. How do we take the concept of beloved community and anti-racism out of our heads, out of the textbooks, and really embody it into a transformative practice that informs our day-to-day lives? Many Black, Native, and immigrant communities come to church week after week because we seek refuge and sanctuary in the midst of an America drowning in the sins of white supremacy, settler colonialism and marginalization and fear of the other. By no means have we ever promised to be a perfect faith, and we will fall. We will stumble and make mistakes in this journey towards wholeness. We will strive for forgiveness and reconciliation. We will reach out in covenant and promise to work towards being in right relationship with one another. This is hard work, the work of a lifetime, as John Lewis calls it. So let us proclaim, loud and proud, right here, right now, a welcome of beloved community that says, come, whoever you are, we love you just the way you are. Bring everything. Bring all your identities, all your oppressions, all your struggles, all your yearnings to be free, all your wounds and scars and tears. We will hold them here. Come. We are willing to be changed by what you bring. We have so much to learn together. Let us co-create a new story, a new multicultural chapter in personal and congregational life, something fresh that has not yet been done before. Let us reach across to allies we've never had, cultures we do not know, faith expressions we have not yet experienced. It will be scary and awkward, and we will make mistakes. But hand in hand, fist to fist, leaving behind the individualism of the past and moving towards that vision of beloved community that Dr. King talked about all those years ago. If we have this type of welcome, friends, it is asking us to leave behind the ways of white supremacy no longer serving us. It is asking us to grapple with the pains of whatever religious trauma that we have, that we may have, that caused many of us to flock to this temple of liberal sanctuary in the first place. It's asking us to be vulnerable and to be willing to change some hard-worn patterns that we've held onto for a long time. It's asking us to remember, as Reverend Laura's story reminded us, that in widening the circle, it is from the margins that the circle expands to include more and more people in the circle of our love. In the book, Mistakes and Miracles, by Reverend Nancy Palmer Jones and Karen Lynn, white minister Reverend Fred Muir, minister emeritus of the Unitarian Universalist Church of Annapolis, Maryland, for over 30 years, talks about his experience of our faith's struggle towards anti-racist, multicultural, beloved community. Reverend Muir says, Unitarian Universalism worship is still stuck in an old white Protestant model. An intellectual sermon, European white dead man music, and then the choir singing. There's some folks, that's all they want. They don't ever want to hear God. They never want to hear Jesus. They never want to hear scripture. They never want to hear anything else. They come from that humanistic point of view, and that's all that some people ever want to hear. In our often humanistic, leaning UU communities, my question is, how can we be more inclusive and widen the circle to include more spiritual expressions that speak to people of color and religious language that nourishes and heals our souls, that speaks towards our deepest truths, that speaks to us in diverse styles of music and sacred text from Black, Indigenous, and people of color? I think of my mother and of your mother, Mari, and how they would feel about our Unitarian Universalist churches. As we forge solidarity among the oppressed and the privileged, we must learn that the only way to survive is together. We must learn what Indigenous Australian activist Lilia Watson tells us, that our liberation is bound to one another. Our liberation is bound to one another. No, we are not alone in our seeking for life-saving liberal religion. No, we are not alone in our quest for liberation among all people, all places, all races, all genders, all sexual orientations, all nations, and all creatures of the earth, sea, and sky. No, we are not isolated individuals on our own separate paths, but instead we are connected to a vast, to a powerful local, national, and global network of Unitarian Universalists willing to do the hard thing, willing to get into some good trouble, necessary trouble. Our Unitarian Universalist sanctuaries must offer the world a vision of hope, transformative solidarity, radical acceptance, and multicultural community that is authentic, that is true, in the face of these relentless attacks on the most vulnerable and oppressed. To dismantle white supremacy, we each have our own individual healing to do. Then there's healing in our community, and then we can reach out beyond those church walls. We must know in our bones how to be accountable allies to one another, how to show up, how to listen more than we speak, how to ask questions that matter. We must bring privilege in proximity to oppression and be willing to be changed. As we reach across the differences and divides to find what Reverend Dr. Howard Thurman called common ground. Especially now, the world needs a strong liberal religious voice at the table. San Francisco needs a strong liberal religious voice at the table. We're all are worthy. We're all are loved. Where justice flows down like water, like the hymn told us. Where sanctuary and healing is for everyone, no matter the side of the tracks, no matter if they live in the flats or the hills, no matter who they are, who they love, or the identities they carry. Where we can get ready together for the many struggles still ahead. We close with words from Black minister and former UUA president, Reverend Bill Singford. He said, there is a reason that people of color have become Unitarian Universalists from the very beginning of this faith and still today. There is a fundamental hope in our values and our aspirations that speaks to persons across the boundaries of race and culture and language and economic circumstance and ability. It is the empowerment in our Unitarian legacy and the love of our universal promise that draw people to us and that keep us here. Bill Singford says, it is our culture and not our theology that has been our biggest obstacle. And because that is true, our final message is a message of hope. We can change our culture if we have the will to do it. People are hungry for a liberal church that can meet them where they are. From common ground, we co-create a new anti-racist, multicultural, multi-religious story of our living tradition. We build upon the generations that came before us. We build upon the work of Reverend Thomas Starr King, called by Abraham Lincoln as the person who saved California for the Union. We build for ourselves and for the future generations not yet born. We will win our liberation together. No one left behind. No one forgotten. Amen. Kapalaran. Blessed be.